Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we are up to parak Dal Mishnah Yud. Hachashal al Shvius. If someone is chashud to violate the halachos of Shemitah, eino chashal al Maisos. That does not mean that we also assume that he's not going to take Maisos properly. Hachashal al Maisos. If he's chashud to violate the halachos of Maisos, eino chashal al Shvius. It does not necessarily mean that he's suspected of violating Shemitah. Hachashal al Zeh ve al Zeh. If he's chashud on both Shemitah and Maisros, chashal al taros, then we are choshed him for violating taharos. So so whatever he claims is tahar is really tame. V'yeshu chashal al taros, but sometimes someone is chashal al taros, v'enu chashal al zev al zev. But that does not necessarily make him chashal on shemitah or maisros. Because chashal taros just means that there's a din derabanan of being ochel chulin b'tahara. So just because he violates the being ochel chulin b'tahara, it doesn't mean that he's not going to keep the psukim in the Torah about shmita and about maisos. Zaklal kol chashal davar lo danav lo meido. But the rule is, anytime someone is chashal about something, anytime someone is suspect of not observing halachos about something, so he cannot be a dayan nor an aid when it comes to such things. Mishnah Aleph, Parakeh Mishnah Aleph. Kol Ptzulei HaMikdashim, all carbonals that had become pasul, and therefore you need to be pod to them, nimkarim be'itlas, are sold in the open market, v'nishchatin be'itlas, and they're shechted by the market, v'nishkalin be'litra, and we weigh them by a litra of weight, just like you would with regular meat. Meaning, even though we try to treat kachim with a higher level of respect, you're allowed to treat it like regular meat that's brought to the market. Chutz min ha'bechor min ha'mei, except for Bechar and Meiser, meaning a Bechar Behema Tahora, which automatically is supposed to be a carbon unless it develops a mum, or Meiser Behema, the tenth, when you take all the newborn animals that were born that year and put them in the pen and you count them out, every tenth one becomes Meiser Behema. Shaniyasin Labailim, because when you sell their meat for more money, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't get any benefit from that, only the Bailim gets benefit from that. So why should we put it through Bizyonis, just to put a few more dollars in the Bailim's pocket? Psulei HaMikdashim, Hanias on the Hegdish. Psulei HaMikdashim, the Hana'a goes to Hegdish. V'shoklin mana k'neged mana b'bechor. And you're also allowed to weigh one piece of meat against the other when it comes to a bechor, because that's not a regular way of weighing something, and therefore it is not considered to be a bizayon to the bechor, to the meat of the kachim meat of the bechor at all. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud, Perek Dal Mishnah Yud, we said that if someone is chashar al shviyas, he's not necessarily chashar al ha'maisos, and vice versa. If he's chashar on both shvius and maisos, then certainly he's chashar al taharos, because al taharos just means on a drabanan level, and if he's chashar on taharos, it does not necessarily mean that he's chashar on shemitah or maisos. So we said, anytime someone is chashar on anything, he cannot be a dayan or an aid about that thing. And then in Parakeh Mishnah Aleph, we said that psulei hamakdashim are sold in the normal way when you need to be paid to them, because you need to get the maximum price for them, since that money goes to the Beis HaMikdash. But by Bechor and Meiser, where the money goes to the Bailim, we're not so nervous about getting the maximum price, and therefore we don't degrade it in such a way by selling it in the normal way. But you are shokel mana k'neged mana when it comes to a Bechor, because that's not considered to be so degrading. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Beis.